Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking in Washington Tuesday, said the battle for Mosul will be a difficult fight, but expressed confidence that the IS will be defeated in the city.
There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
Meanwhile, Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing in the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the announcement in televised comments Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to the region. For his part, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says his nation cannot hold free elections with Russian forces present.
This is the different universe from the universe of the civilized world and from the Russian understanding of the free and fair election. I cannot provide free and fair election under the foreign troops, and no country in the world cannot make it.
The aim of the meeting is to help Ukraine reestablish its borders in the eastern part of the country following the Russian annexation of Crimea. This is VOA News. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan News Agency reported Sayamak Namazi and his father, Bakir, were convicted of, quoting, now cooperating with the hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. The U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking is calling for changes in the way authorities deal with people rescued from slavery and exploitation. The first report of the all-volunteer council was released Tuesday. It called for more extensive training for law enforcement, comprehensive government services for survivors, and funding to empower survivor leadership. U.S. President Barack Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against him. Mr. Obama said the Republican candidate should stop whining and simply make his case to the voters. As he has fallen behind in national polls against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, Trump in recent days has questioned the legitimacy of the election. Without presenting any evidence, Trump says the election is rigged and that the national news media is conspiring with Clinton to give her the victory. Mr. Obama said no serious person could suggest that it is even possible to rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized. U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to the White House, hosting the final state visit of his presidency. The Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House. In his remarks, Mr. Renzi gave the American president credit for turning around a country hit by crisis. Following the ceremony, the two leaders held talks in the Oval Office. Belgium has charged four people with participating in and aiding a terrorist organization by funding it and recruiting people to fight with the Islamic State group in Syria. The federal prosecutor's office says the charges followed a police raid on 15 houses in three cities, during which 15 people were taken in for questioning. The statement said no arms or explosives were found, and the raids had no immediate connection with the IS-claimed attacks on the Brussels airport and a rapid transit station. The U.S. State Department is denying that it had any role in shutting down WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's internet link. WikiLeaks claimed Monday that the internet connection had been intentionally severed by a state party. WikiLeaks did not name the nation it suspects of cutting the connection, but linked the matter to the recent release of materials connected to U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The Clinton campaign reported in July that the emails of the Democratic National Committee had been hacked by Russia. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.